Thank you for choosing our top five. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, yeah. I'm trying to figure out what my total cost would be, including fees and taxes, to get streaming internet service.
To get streaming internet services?
Yep.
So we do not actually have the costs offhand directly for what the taxes and fees would be for individual streaming services. I know many of them do not charge tax because they are an online service. So typically the price that you see on their website is the price you usually pay.
Yeah, I probably said that wrong. I'm just talking about getting a fiber connection.
Oh, for that one. What speed of internet service were you interested in?
I mean, what are my options? I don't need a full gigabyte.
So we have, if you're not looking for a full gigabyte, if you're looking for something a little bit less, that's a bit more manageable, we do have a 500 megabyte connection, which is $69.99 as a base price, and you can get a $10 ACH automatic with ACH automatic payment and paperless billing. The price does drop down to $59.99. That includes all the taxes, the fees, and the cost of the equipment. All of that's already included.
So it'd be $59.99 for 500 megabytes.
Correct, and for only $10 more, you could upgrade to the 1 gig network.
Okay. I mean, I guess my question is what's included in that? Is there a hardware rental fee? Do I have the option of setting up your equipment as an access point and using my own router? How does that work?
So we provide a modem and a router. You are free to use your own router if you so choose. So that is an option. As I stated before, the cost of the equipment, which you would normally associate as a rental fee, is actually included in the cost of service.
Oh, okay. And is there any sort of one-time setup installation service fee?
Absolutely not. You actually don't pay a penny until your service is installed, and the only amount you're going to pay, depending on whether or not you have a lengthy drive or not, because if you do have a longer drive, typically we do have to charge a little extra for those. But if your drive is less than, if your distance from the road to your home is less than 300 feet, you actually have no installation fee.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to be 300 feet off the road, but I'm not.
Okay. So many people are like, yeah, hi, can you push my, I own an acre of this land. Can you push my house back like 275 feet? Like, why? Because I don't want to deal with the noise on the road. But no, for most of our customers, there is no installation fee.
Okay. In that case, I guess my other question is that my lowest cost option? Are there any other specials or discounts that I could be eligible for?
So at this time, the only promotion we have running right now depends on where you live. Where exactly are you at?
My zip code is 12463. I'm the guy next to me just got fiber, and I'm looking at one of your flyers.
What's the house number?
75 Malden Avenue.
Give me 1 second. I'm pulling that information up. In Palinville?
Yep.
Let me just take a look real quick, see if we have any kind of special promotions going on. No, we sadly do not have any special like price reduction promotions going on right now. The current promotion we do have going on is if you do sign up before the end of the year, you can receive up to a $100 gift card. It's a prepaid, it's like a prepaid debit card from a service called My Bundle, which we've partnered with for our holiday promotion for any streaming service that you may have or you may be looking into.
Okay. I mean, I'd like to sign up for the service today, but the challenge is the holidays are just crazy, so I'd like to schedule the install for the, you know, second or third week of January.
We can definitely do that.
And then if I have to shift that install date in a couple of weeks, I mean, obviously I won't call the day of. Is that going to be an issue?
Nope, not at all. You can always give us a call, and we'd be happy to move any of your scheduled appointments around.
Okay, perfect. Let's get started then.
All right, I can help you through the process right now. Is this for home or business?
Residential.
Fantastic. And what speed were you interested in?
The 500 megabytes.
No worries. About how large is your home?
1,300 square feet.
All right. So we do provide an additional extender, but if you already have some of your own, don't worry. You can utilize your own equipment.
Okay.
Do you need any kind of home phone services?
Nope.
Fantastic. All right. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Own it? Do you know how you get your power? Is it from the pole or underground?
Pole.
From the pole. Fantastic. And do you get your mail at a different address than where you expect to have service?
Nope. This is the mailing address.
Fantastic. Can you spell your first and last name for me?
The first name is Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-A-N.
Last name?
Reeve. R is in Romeo. E is in Echo. E is in Echo. B is in Victor. E is in Echo.
And what's a good email for you, Tristan?
It's tristan.reeve@gmail.com.
At Gmail?
Yep.
Fantastic. And the phone number you're calling on, that 267-280-6075, is that a good contact number?
That's my mobile number. It's the best number.
Fantastic. How would you like to be communicated with? We have a phone, email, or text.
I guess it depends on the nature of the communication. Email preferred?
Email is preferred? No worries. So you may
yep. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Sorry, I have a couple things going on all at once. I have my boss communicating with me while doing this as well, so sorry about that. So with email, you can receive updates via email about promotions as well as account-specific updates as well as billing updates. And you may also receive a couple of other things on your email. If you don't want to receive those, you can always click unsubscribe at the bottom of those emails, or just give us a call and we'll take it off and set you up with something else at your discretion.
I'll opt into account and service notifications. I'll opt out of all marketing communications.
Fantastic. We'll make sure we get that changed over as soon as we have access to that account. Would you like to enroll in that auto pay and paperless billing to get that $59.99 price? That is the requirement to get that price?
Yep, I would.
All right. So would you like to pay with a electronic check or credit or debit card?
You know what? I will pay with a credit card. And I feel stupid for not grabbing my wallet before I dial, but give me 1 second.
Take your time.
I can tell you it's an American Express card.
No worries. Name on the card, Tristan Reeve?
Yep. All right. And I've got the card number whenever you're ready.
Go for it.
3717.
Okay.
010409-09008.
Oh, it's saying invalid card number. Can you read that card number off one more time?
3717.
Okay.
010409. Then 09008.
And that's an American Express, correct?
Yep.
All right. What's the security code on the back?
2926, and the expiration date is 11/27.
And what is the zip code on with that card?
12463, same as the service address.
Fantastic. Thank you for that much. All right. Righty, saving that information. It's generating a token. I do have a couple of our legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you before I continue on. So okay. At the time of your initial connection, our technicians will determine the best way to connect service. They will... Sorry. So much stuff going on around me. I'm so sorry about that. So at the time of your initial connection, our technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the streets prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, okay, that drop may be laid temporarily on the ground, and if it is, we'll help to bury it permanently within 10 days upon placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service has been installed. Hold. After that time, you can call, cancel with them. If you need to, go online so you don't have to deal with the headache of dealing with customer service. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll either receive a return kit or get a call from us to set up a time for a technician to come by and pick up that equipment. Failure to return the equipment in its required time frame can result in up to $135 fee for each, per unit for not returning it in that time frame. For any questions you may have in general about billing, account-specific updates, or just questions about Archtop, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also log in and access your billing statements, pay your bill online, and make any changes to your account through your account portal. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber account using the email address you provided with me today. Do agree to be bound by our terms and conditions, as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. How'd you hear about us?
I got a mailer in my mailbox.
Fantastic. That's about 85 to 90% of our customer bases. They get little flyers in the mail saying, hey, we're coming to your area or we're in your area. So it's always nice to know that. That's a main source of how we get a lot of our customer base. Go ahead.
Just see if you give your marketing department some feedback. What prompted me to call was a little sign that appeared on my neighbor's front lawn, which shows Archtop Fiber, and I forget the exact verbiage, but it's that sign on the front lawn. I was like, oh, crap. You know, it's real.
It's real. It's here. Let me give him a call. Oh, good Lord. So actually, since that was the what prompted you, yes, you got the mailer, but what prompted you to call was the yard sign. So we'll switch that over. So fantastic. It's always great to know that our marketing is working. Fantastic measures. Is there anything on your property that our installer should be aware of, such as buried wires, septic tanks, or anything of the like?
There is a buried water line that's down 2 feet.
Oh, that shouldn't be an issue for us. The stuff like the water mains are buried low enough that it's not going to cause any interruption to services.
It's a self-installed water line from my well to my house, but unless they you know, put in a serious trench.
No, most of the time. Most of the time, if we have to bury our cables, it's no more than a foot deep, so we wouldn't even interfere with it. But I will include that in the notes just so that our installers are aware and they are cautious just in case.
Yep. And I don't know if you guys have ever tried to dig in this area, but there is an absolute ton of rock. You can't get down more than an inch or two without hitting it.
I completely understand. We've come a lot of gritty, gravelly soil in the past, so we have tools to help us with that stuff.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, like, you guys would need, like, a little backhoe and a ditch witch because we're not talking about gravel. We're talking about...
The chonkers. You're talking about the chonkers. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
do you have any...
Trust me, anytime I've had to dig, it's been...
It's like, oh, let me go rent the backhoe.
Yep.
Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns for myself or any of our technicians?
You know, my only ask for the technicians is we've got a rather old brick house, so please coordinate with us before drilling. And our expectation is that a hole is drilled, that it's neatly sealed, and, you know, we don't have spray foam bubbling out everywhere.
I completely understand. Our technicians are very good about this kind of stuff.
Okay. That's really it. I mean, it's we'll make sure that my wife or I are here and available to answer any questions when we schedule the install. So,
we are actually getting ready to schedule that installation right now. So you said sometime the first or within the second to third week of January?
Yeah.
What day works best for you?
Thursday or Friday?
So we have the 2nd, the 3rd, the 9th, the 10th, the 16th, the 17th. Give you about a month to plan out.
Hang on a second here. What do you have that's after the 10th? I'm sorry, you rattled that off pretty quick.
So we have, so for Thursday or Friday, we have the 16th or the 17th.
Let's go for the 17th.
Fantastic. We have a, as soon as it wants to load up for me, we have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. time slot. What time works best for you?
Three p.m.
No worries there, Tristan. I've got you scheduled out for January 17th at 3 p.m. That scheduled time frame is a 3 to 5 time frame, and it is a window. Our technicians usually typically arrive around the start time of about 3 o'clock, but they may be delayed due to certain conditions such as travel, weather, or any other, you know, traffic related issues. So just so you're aware.
Okay.
All right. And I do have your email as tristan.reeve@gmail.com, correct?
That's correct.
Fantastic. I'm getting that scheduled out right now. You are good to go. And here in a minute or two, you're going to receive two different emails. The first email is just going to be an order confirmation. It's going to give you a pretty much a receipt number for saying, hey, here's everything we went over and this and a bit of all of that jazz. And the second email you're going to receive is going to be an invitation to finish signing up for your online account. It's going to have a link inside of it for you to click to finish all the setup process, including a temporary password for your first time login, and give you a chance to set up all your security questions. That link is only valid for about 24 hours. So you're going to have about until 2:30 tomorrow afternoon to finish that, all of that out and get everything set up. If you don't manage to get through that, get to that email in that time frame, it's as simple as going to archtopfiber.com, going into the upper right-hand corner, clicking login, and then clicking forgot password, and we'll send you a new link.
Sounds good.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think that's it. Really appreciate your help, and yeah, hope you have a great weekend.
I definitely will try to. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Have a wonderful rest of your day and weekend yourself, and have a very happy holiday.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.